Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. Alas, some laudable policies from the Labour government in the United Kingdom. Now, the Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, she's not been in office very long, but she has unveiled some changes to the asylum system. They didn't all come out today. They've been trailed for up to a week. And there was a statement that she made in the House of Commons. She said anyway that we must remove failed asylum claims regardless of who they are. And she went on to add, today we are not removing family groups when we know that their home country is perfectly safe. So we've got to remind ourselves what asylum is. And that is people coming to the United Kingdom and saying, please, will you let me stay here because it's not safe at home. And there's this refugee convention. I mean, asylum seeker or refugee, same thing, really. That they have a well-founded fear of persecution at home. And that could be death, it could be torture, it could be unjust imprisonment, as in an unfair trial or something like that. They would be imprisoned for something which is not a crime in this country, such as a homosexual act or subscribing to a political opinion or belonging to a faith group, stuff like that. So when they have this well-founded fear, it doesn't have to be a certainty they'll face this when they go back, but it has to be a substantial risk. I don't know how high is the risk. 10% chance, 2% chance, or what? Now, if it's a very low risk, no. There's a risk of violent death in every country. There's a risk you might be falsely accused of a crime, wrongfully convicted in any country. How low is too low? I don't know. And so on. Okay, it can't be evading justice. If you're running away because you don't want to stand for a trial for something which would be a crime in the United Kingdom, and it's not politically motivated prosecution, then no, you're going to be extradited and so forth. So they might enter the country legally or illegally. They might come on a tourist visa, a business visa, student visa, or whatever, and then claim asylum. Or sometimes they come illegally and then claim asylum. So the number of people crossing illegally by boat across the English Channel is going up and up and up. It was bad enough under the Conservatives. It got a lot worse under Labour. Then the old days people used to sneak into the back of lorries or whatever. Or really, the back door to the United Kingdom is the Republic of Ireland. Get a visa to the Irish Republic and then cross the border by land into Northern Ireland, you're in the United Kingdom. She said that so if you claim asylum, you'd be given asylum in the United Kingdom. But if the situation in your country changes and then it's safe, then of course you should leave because immigration is not asylum. Okay, immigration is coming to the United Kingdom or any country with the intention of staying permanently. Now, you might first of all have a 2-year visa and then get another 5-year visa and then get indefinite leave to remain. In plain English, that is the right to stay permanently, indefinite, as in no time limit, and it's not restricted to. You can only stay if you're working in this sector, or you can only stay if you're studying that course. No, you can change job as much as possible, as much as you want. You might be unemployed, whatever. You might go to jail, get out of jail. So long as you commit a very serious crime, you're allowed to stay, and that's only one down from citizenship. So leave in the sense of permission. So people often conflate the two. But the thing is, people are often claiming asylum, not because there is this well-founded fear of persecution, but simply because they want to live in a richer country. You want to live in a richer country, some with a higher quality of life. Fine, it's a perfectly respectable motive. I mean, I'm arguably an immigrant in the United Kingdom or been an immigrant in other countries, probably more accurate to say guest worker or whatever, or expatriate. I don't mind. Now, being an immigrant is a completely honourable thing to be, as indeed is being a refugee or asylum seeker. But the United Kingdom is clearly a soft touch. Why would people cross a dozen countries? Why would they, where they're very, very poor, pay tens of thousands of pounds? Why would they sell them into slavery, to themselves as even the gangmasters to do this? Why would they say such a perilous voyage across the English Channel in some leaky boat, some life raft or whatever, without any life jackets, even bring their children? It's not that dangerous in France. France not putting up in hotels, not giving all these benefits. Is because the chance you'll be given asylum in the UK is very high and the benefits are better than elsewhere. And if you learn a foreign language, it's usually English. You might have friends or relatives in the UK already. All sorts of their pull factors and push factors and so forth. And there is no civil war in France. They are perfectly safe in France. Many of the countries they pass through, they're just looking for a place they consider more desirable to live. And if you come the legal way, and I've met immigrants in the UK who said this, they have to fill out the forms. They have to pay all the money. They have to wait all this, da, 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 and they come here and they work and all the rest of it. But if you break the rules, they roll out the red carpet and say you can stay in a hotel and have this money and so on. I mean, and I know it's not very much money. So there we go. And I'm glad Shabana Mahmood is trying to reduce it, because the cost is going up and up and up. And all the hotel bills we have to pay for them, and have to provide them with health care. And if their children have to provide them with schooling. The other point is lying about their age. And I know someone who houses asylum seekers. He says some of them claim to be under 18, but have blatantly lied. They're in their mid-20s. And you can do dental examinations to estimate somebody's age, but it's just that, it's an estimate. Now, of course, the left arts will say that any attempt to stop illegal immigration is racist, and the United Kingdom has to let the entire population of the world in, open the borders. What? So 9 billion people could come to the United Kingdom. All right, I know 9 billion is not going to come. But, you know, is it 20,000 this year already? It could have easily been 200,000. Why wouldn't you? And so if you come from a country that's war-torn like Afghanistan, you might want to leave. Now, there are other countries nearby where the situation is better. Iran or Pakistan, not hugely better, but still in the right direction. But why would you come to all these countries? Or you come from, let's say, Burundi, the least economically developed country in the world. Life is much better in the UK. Being poor in the United Kingdom is better than being middle class in Burundi and so forth. So there are issues of global inequity. And the wealthy countries ought to do more to assist those which are less fortunate and so forth. So Miss Mahmood says they're going to deport people. If the situation is safe, they should go back. Some of the people who claimed asylum in Afghanistan are clearly not afraid of the situation in Afghanistan, have been on holiday there since they came to the UK, in some cases, 4 years ago. Once in the UK, asylum seekers were able to exploit the fact they have children to put down roots in order to thwart removal, even their claim has been legally refused. So the claim is bogus. They should be kicked out. That's it. Now, all right. So those who have been rejected, are you willing to go rather than fight the case, delay it by another few months, thousands of pounds more on lawyers' fees? They lose the appeal. They lodge another appeal, takes another 6 months to be held, thousands more pounds on lawyers' fees to finally get them out when they're meant to be put on the plane, faking some medical episode to delay it again and so forth. Wow. So, you know, but I got to put myself in a position of a child who's come here as a babe in arms and spent a few years here that's been processed. And the United Kingdom says it's become a home, and I wouldn't want to go home either. And I realize it is hard on them. So do have some compassion and recognize we are talking about human beings here. And these people are mostly not evil, have come illegally or claimed asylum. They just want to live somewhere with a better standard of living, where everybody gets, you know, publicly funded healthcare and schooling and so on. And the roads are in fairly good condition and blah, blah, blah. And even the poorest person got electricity and running water. Got to remember how wonderful it is in the UK. And this is another rebuke to the leftards. Britain, racist, 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 endemically racist, absolutely everything, everyone is racist, racist, racist to the core. Funny then that people overwhelmingly who are not white, often are not Christian, coming to the UK because it's so racist. I don't think so, precisely because it's not, that they believe correctly that whether they're Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist or whatever, they will be treated fairly in the United Kingdom, which is a sort of post-Christian country. I don't think they're risking their lives because they want to be victims of racialism in the UK. There's virtually no racialism in the UK. All right. The one thing is they get this refugee status and they want to get permanent residency. They used to be able to get it after 5 years. It's being raised to 20 years. So I think that's fair. You're telling me you're saving your lives. And what I want these refugees to do is get down there on their knees and thank the United Kingdom for saving their lives. Thank us for our enormous generosity in paying for everything, putting up in hotels and stuff like that. Okay? Life is so much better in the UK. But Labour realise they've got to do something about this. There's real public anxiety about the bill going up and up and up. And the United Kingdom is buying itself a problem. And I realise these people are going to be housed somewhere. Talk about some staying in tents. But I wonder if that might be too harsh, particularly those with health conditions that are children. They're mostly young men who come because they're most able to travel. They're most able to face these dangerous journeys, get to the United Kingdom, earn some money and send it back to wherever. They often come from Iran, Afghanistan, Nigeria and so forth. All right. So the public is increasingly furious about this. So there has been a leftist rebellion about that, which is worrying for Starmer. Now, Stella Creasy, surely the most abominable politician in the United Kingdom, has said this is performative cruelty. That is staggering coming from her. She's an absolute ogress. No, it's not. So adjusting the asylum rules is not cruel. The one thing is, if you arrive with valuables, those will be taken off you to defray the cost. Why should I pay for these people? They should pay for themselves if they got jewelry. If they've got gold, they've got silver, they've got diamonds. Now I might make an exemption for one sentimental item like your wedding ring or whatever, or some heirloom given to you. But tough, you just told us we saved your lives. You know, I think sentimentality is not a luxury you can afford in this case. What's really cruel is what Stella Creasy advocates for there, and that is the mass murder of children, even girls and boys, 9 months old gestationally, that they should be ripped apart, that they should be tortured to death for the crime of being conceived by a mother who decides she does not want to bother bringing up this child. That's cruel. The mass murder of children is cruel. Saying people have to pay for their own accommodation. No, it's not cruel. I have to pay for my accommodation. So does everybody else. Why should I pay for somebody else's accommodation? Why should I pay to feed somebody else? Why should I pay for someone else's healthcare when they don't contribute to the economy? And okay, the asylum claim is granted. They should be allowed to work. Now, perhaps we ought to allow people to work whilst their claims are being heard and so on. And saying, oh, well, then they get integrated to the economy. So you lost your asylum claim, but you're actually quite useful to your employer. Should we let you stay? You see, that's one of the arguments against that. But he's going to have difficulty getting through the back benches. So Starmer is caught between the extreme left's desire to have no immigration system whatsoever and the public's desire to control immigration. And actually, it's come down to sensible levels. Rishi Sunak changed the rules towards the end of his time in office. I don't completely agree with him. In some ways, I think they're too stringent. But that has had a desired effect of bringing the net figure down. They say it's sort of net 450,000. But if you take into account about 200,000 of the students who mostly come and do their course and then leave, really the net figure is about 200, 250,000, which is roughly right. So I'm actually not worried about legal immigration. It's illegal immigration I'm worried about. It's only going to go up and up unless drastic action has been taken. So well done, Shabana Mahmood. Now, Nigel Farage knew how to set the cat amongst the pigeons. He exploded the saying by applauding Miss Mahmood and inviting her to join Reform UK, knowing that that is the kiss of death to a Labour politician for whom Farage is the devil incarnate. So you won't hear me say this very often, but bravo, Miss Mahmood. There she was, a university acquaintance, almost friend of Rishi Sunak. And yes, she's the daughter of immigrants, that's true. And then we had the most extreme left-wing MP, Zara Sultana, saying, oh, it's so bad, it's so terrible, it's like fascism. Are you out of your mind? Was there illegal immigration into Nazi Germany? No. Who on earth wanted to get in there? Was there illegal immigration into Italy? No. I mean, you know, genocide, yeah, that's like fascism. Asking people to pay for their accommodation, not fascism. What remote is fascistic about that? It is preposterous. Wow. So it is staggeringly stupid and offensive what Ms. Sultana comes out with. But it reminds me how Labour is just toast. They've already lost the next election for themselves. Enoch Poll, he was talking about stopping all non-white immigration and deporting British citizens who are already here just because they weren't white. That's completely different. Nobody's talking about that. Reform UK is not talking about depriving people of citizenship or British of any race. So she couldn't be more wrong. She's an ignoramus. She ought to open a book for a change. Right. Thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, georgecalan79@gmail.com, and donate. Thank you so much. And another thing, do what you can to stop illegal immigration.